Carol Bradshaw with the Second Harvest Food Bank is the Forward Steps manager.
I think the biggest lesson is just to have empathy for people who are under-resourced and just to basically walk a mile in their shoes.
Which is precisely what I did. I joined with Bradshaw's daughter, Carrie, into a mock family group. In real life, Carrie is a teacher at the Excel Center in Muncie. In the simulation, they were my boyfriend Glenn, and we worked together to take care of each other and my one-year-old son Gerald while living in a homeless shelter. Carrie had volunteered to assist in the simulation before, but this was her first time being a participant.
And at the beginning, I was like, yeah, I have a plan, I'm good. And then it immediately went to shreds, and I was so stressed out, and I was sweating and literally running around everywhere. So it was a lot more intense than I expected it to be.
Though it was a simulation, to many, this is their life. According to Feeding America, more than 7,300,000 people in Indiana face hunger, including more than 200,000 children. Organizations like Second Harvest are fighting to change that, but they need help, even beyond food donations.
We have volunteer hours every day of the week. I think those are the things that people also forget is that's just as important as donating and volunteering is once you've learned about it is to advocate.
As for the simulation, Carrie, as Glenn, and I didn't have enough money to make ends meet, so Glenn had to commit crimes to help the family. In Muncie, Daniel Huber, IPR News.